Hey, you found the Bear Rugs, a quirky duo of podcasters clawing at you three times a week. On Mondays, we talk, banter, and ramble about a multitude of topics. Wednesdays are reserved for Ask a Bear Rug. We take the spiciest questions from our listeners, so be sure to hop on the site and send us a few. Fridays, we save those for movie and television series reviews. Thanks for tuning in, and welcome to the den. What's up, everyone? I'm James.
And I'm Jeremy.
And we're the Bear Rugs. Coming at you live in at least 720p.
Not really sure, to be honest.
So grab yourself a spicy soda and greasy snack.
Then apologize to that cardiovascular system.
And let the sweet baritone ravings of the Bear Rugs fill your head.
We really appreciate you guys tuning in. And without further ado, let's get into it.
Let's get into it. It is Wednesday.
So ask.
The Bear Rugs!
Woo! I like how you're waiting to see if I was going to do the A or the.
Yeah. Ask the Bear Rugs. I think I've gotten the Bear Rugs.
Most of the time.
We started as Ask a Bear Rug, though, you know? But so many people, when they were like, dude, I loved your Wednesday episode, Ask the Bear Rugs. I was like, shit, that actually does sound.
That makes more sense. Makes more sense.
Because there's two of us.
So we're going to start this episode with a plea for more questions. They're trickling now. You guys, please keep asking, keep asking.
We need questions.
We like your questions. I appreciate,
I love your questions.
I appreciate getting called out by folks, whether it be for my animation distaste or for Taylor Swift distaste. Either way, you forced me to go places that I wouldn't have otherwise went, tracking down T-Swift songs I liked, tracking down cartoons I liked. So keep them coming. Antagonize us. Antagonize me. Give us the hard questions. Give us the easy questions. Give us the questions you're curious about. Just ask questions.
And I will always answer a question if someone asks me about licking buttholes.
He will not refrain.
Yeah.
Makes it all worth it.
I might not want to answer him, but I'll answer him.
Hey, if you ever catch me on the street and it's just me and you,
you're gonna lick my butthole?
I'll also answer any question.
If you catch him on the street without a recording apparatus.
I don't know who's listening to this, so I can't for certainty say that I wouldn't if I ran.
No comment. I like it. That's good. Complete the fit.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Something that's not permanently recorded on the airspace forever. If you find me in person and you want to ask a question, go for it.
You'll
get a James level answer out of me.
Ooh. I know for a fact I'm not ever running for any sort of office or anything like that.
I have lofty political aspirations.
Yeah. Jer Bear for president.
20.
One day.
Nope. 40.
40, 82. 20,
46.
Dude. There you go.
That's probably not even an election year for president.
I was going to say, damn, dude, how old would you be?
Dead.
I mean, shit. Joe Biden and Trump are out here at 70. You know what I mean? You can do it.
So let's say 2024 is going to be an election year, which
means you'd be like 60.
44 will be an election year.
Yeah, you'd be like 60.
No, man, 54.
Damn. Yeah, you've got plenty 44. Of fucking cabinet room there.
Jeremy, Jer Bear.
Jer Bear, 2044.
For president, 2044. Let's start. I'm announcing my intention to run now.
in 2044.
This is my official announcement.
Bro, I'll tell you what, though. If you do get oh, wait. No, when you run, you have to choose your vice president when you're running. I was going to say, well, get a good vice president, and then we'll convince them to, like, let me be the vice president instead. You think I'd be a good vice president?
Yeah, probably.
Okay, I appreciate that.
Yeah, for
sure. That's not a Bear Rugs question. We're going off on a tangent.
Yeah. Anyway, let's get these questions started.
Let's get it started.
All right, the first one's for James.
Oh.
What caused you to lose the most blood?
Oh, damn. That's a good one. Fuck.
Yeah, I mean, there's probably people out there that are like, the worst that's ever happened is I got a cut.
I got two. So I don't know if I lost consciousness on one of... So, you know, I told you about the car accident, right? When I was a kid. Okay. So it's either that or it's when I fucking, but anyway, we'll start. I think it's the car accident. I'm almost positive. So I had two major ones. I'll start with one and then I'll go into the car accident. So the first one was I was feeding, our dogs. We had, Cocker Spaniels when I was living with my aunt and uncle. And so every night we would give them like a can of wet dog food, right? And we had like the old school like hand can opener. They believed in
hard work and determination makes a good man, kind of, you know what I mean? Dang-o. Well, one day they got tired of doing it, or the can opener broke or something, and so they bought a fucking electric one, and it was sick. But it's like one of those ones that is mounted on the underside of the top of the counter, right?
Uh-oh.
It's got a little magnet. You put it on there. You press the button, right? It, and it comes up. Well, we had it for, I don't know, a couple months, and it ended up kind of not working so great. And so what would happen is sometimes when it would pop the can, the actual lid of the can wouldn't get caught on the magnet because it didn't cut it all the way off. It like kind of like a C, it just held it on the edge of the can. And then it started dropping stuff. Well, one day I was started on the dog's food, was scooping up their bowls, getting them ready, and I heard it pop, and it started to drop, and my dumbass tried to catch it as it was falling, and my thumb caught the razor edge of the can. And it got caught into my thumb, and I didn't notice it at first, but it like my thumb felt weird. I was like, whoa, what the heck? And I moved my hand, and when I moved it, I felt it like detach from the can, and I looked at it straight open, like just open, and I could see my bone.
Oh my gosh.
Like white, like not gross. not like the skeletons that you see, you know, they're kind of, it was straight white. And I was like, and the first thing that started popping in my head was like, shouldn't this be bleeding? But as soon as it was like, shouldn't this, boom, just blood, dude. Yeah. And I'm like, huh. And I like wrapped it. And I was a little bit of a weird kid, but I started yelling, help, I'm bleeding severely. And you know, it's me and I'm a goofball. So no one's like taking it. And they're like, what's going on? And they come in there and I had a white shirt on. It was, the blood had started like seeping up shirt. And it was just straight,
wicking up it.
Yeah. It was just straight red. So she's like, JP, what? Oh my God. Get out of the hospital. So they take me to like a little emergency thing. And I mean, I'm getting dizzy, but I didn't pass out. I was just like really dizzy. Right. Yeah. So, they take me in a little emergency thing. Homie's like looking at it. He's like, I think you're going to be, they, you know, took it out of my shirt and like wrapped me up. And, he's like, yeah, dude, just give it like 2 days. They didn't even give me stitches. They didn't staple it. They didn't glue it. Nothing. They were just like, just leaving gauze for a couple days, man. You got lucky. It was a clean cut. Nothing hit too hard. Should be fine. Just sit there. But yeah, so that was wild. And then the other one was when I was really young. I think it was like second or third grade. My dad was dating someone out in Illinois, Antioch, Illinois. It's like on the edge.
Anybody from Antioch in the house?
Shout out to my Antioch people. You're probably going to know what I'm talking about. But anyway, Chicago traffic's a little spicy. It's a little wild. And my dad was dating this lady and she had a station wagon. She had a kid like mine and my brother's age. So we all like hung out. And she was taking us to go to like an arcade thing or something. And I was sitting in the back seat, passenger side. Her son was in the front seat. My brother was next to me, right? She goes to back up and he's telling me a story. I forgot what it was about, but he was telling me a story and I was like really captivated. And then all of a sudden there was like this boom, right? And there was such a loud bang that I like jerked my hands up to my head like this. And what had happened was a car, she was backing out into like a 45 mile per hour road and this car just straight bam, slammed into the side.
Smoked it.
Yeah, right where I was at, but it was a station wagon, thankfully, so it hit like the tire, not my door. And I had jumped my hands to my head like this. I'm moving my head like an idiot. I slammed against the glass and like it bruised my hand like really bad because I caught, you know how there's like the backseat window and then there's like the divider and then there's like the little triangle one? That's what my hand caught, right? So it caught that, but I hit it so hard that the glass shattered and a chunk of glass between my fingers got stuck, like lodged inside of my head. And then I like fell over into my brother's lap. And then as soon as I got up, I looked over him. I'm like, are you okay, man? And he's looking at me like stark terror, just like, cause the whole side of my face was just like blood. And I didn't even know. I was just like, are you okay, man? No, this happened. And then I vaguely remember they were freaking out. It was a guy. I never saw the guy that hit us, but he hit us in a truck. The chick she was freaking, oh my God, like freaking out. And then I just remember being put like they got an ambulance there pretty quick, but they had me laid in the back seat until that guy got there. And I don't remember that too much. So I think I might've passed out, but I don't know, but they scooped me up. put me on a stretcher and started pulling me up. And I remember looking over and my dad had come back from like where he was, where I think he was at like work or something. And he, and I saw him just like, like that, like holding his head when I was like rolling up in the stretcher. And I was just like, sup, So, but anyway, on the ride from the hospital to, or from there, from the accident to the hospital, the dude's like, I'm just going to try to give you an IV real quick, man. I'm like, okay. And they got me like pinned down, right? So I can't really see, but I see him grab this like needle and he starts to like try to get my vein. And we have like notoriously like thick fucking veins, right? So he's trying to get it and it keeps wiggling, right? Yeah. Yeah. This motherfucker, like this whole part of my hand just carved open because he can't fucking get it. And then he goes, you know what? We can't get it. I think you're going to be all right. I'm just going to pour some iodine on you. So I just had my shirt covered brown. Bro, smelled like shit. I was just in there the whole time sitting there. Same thing. The doctor went over there and he's like, oh, you got some glass in your head there, buddy. And he like, I don't know. It looked like a pair of tweezers to me, but I don't know. Maybe it was a hospital extraction tool or something. But yeah, he just fucking yanked it out and he goes, oh, like dabbed it because some blood started coming out. He just like dabbed it, like shaved it up a little bit. And then they just put a little Band-Aid on it and it was fine. I didn't get stitches for that either. I was bleeding a lot though, but, and then, you know, they fucking put a little gauze there and hair doesn't grow there now on that side. But yeah, those are mine. What about you?
So head cuts bleed notoriously crazy bad, even small ones.
Yeah.
I was 12 and, there was a little like construction waste area in my neighborhood and, had like a pit with water that collected in the bottom of it. And
was that like your little
lagoon? One of my little hangouts. Yeah, okay. We were throwing bricks in it. Okay. And I was standing behind my buddy and I didn't realize he was about to throw a brick. And on his backswing, he hit me in the forehead shit. With a corner of the brick.
He had winded that up, huh?
Yeah. So it was in front of him like this. And I was behind him, like right behind his shoulder. And he just went like this to get ready to heave it.
Oh.
And the back just was like, conk.
Oh,
and it hurt really bad. So I was just like, oh man, I remember looking at him and being like, am I bleeding? And just like you said, it delays.
Fucking.
So yeah, he was just like, oh no, man, we're good. You're good. And I'm like, okay. And then like a second later, I just saw him like freak out. Like what? And I go like this and it's literally just the half of my
flooding.
Face.
Yeah. You remember when your boy fucking same thing. It took it like 10 seconds before, you know, I don't want to name names, but I could fucking hit myself in the head with a bat.
Oh yeah.
And
yeah,
he fucking
yeah.
Same thing. It took like took a little bit, a few seconds yeah. And then, whoa, shit. But yeah. Anyway. So
you remember when our roommate stepped in that hole at our apartment complex and it had like part of a pole underground in it and flayed his heel.
God,
where his heel
dude.
Was like flapping.
Oh yeah. I remember that was fun.
Yeah.
He was that like, was so fucked.
His
dude.
Heel just like it was literally just like
dangling. It looked like he had like the bottom of a shoe, like you know the inside of a shoe.
You could be a skin level tap dancer, buddy.
Yeah, he was. Oh,
we'd hear him coming.
Yeah. Oh god. Yeah, it was so gross.
He had to walk on crutches for like a month.
Yeah.
While it refused back up there. Yeah, that was rough. But anyway, yeah, I got kind of nauseous from the blood loss, and I ended up not wanting to even go to the doctor and see if they needed stitches, so it ended up healing. I got, like, obviously this camera's not going to see it, I got a little scar up there from it still.
Did he get you on your hairline, or was it just your forehead?
It was literally, like, right here.
Okay, for those who aren't able to see where right here is, he pointed at the tip of his penis.
It's halfway between my eyebrow and my hairline. Just like dead
just
center.
Just kind of
like,
dead center of his head.
Got me.
Got him good.
And I bled quite a bit. Yeah, that's my worst thing.
That's not too bad. I think we've been fortunate, man.
I would say so. Well, I mean, you don't want to bleed too much more than either of those things.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
What we got next?
What's our next one? Oh, this is for Jeremy.
Yes. If you woke up one day and you were in an animated universe, which one would be the most terrifying?
I was thinking it was going to be which one would you want to be in, but
yeah, I tried.
We'll,
that's we'll, what I try to do.
We'll
get a
go.
Little spin
we'll
on
go
it.
With terrifying. Animated universe, man. I mean, Trying to think of like a perilous one. Like Adventure Time wouldn't be the most comfortable, but if you're resourceful, you'll be all right in Adventure.
All right.
Adventure Time land.
I think you'd.
The land. I don't want to say ooh, or whatever.
I would say I don't think you would thrive in Adventure Time, but you'd be all right, dude. You'd be in like a filler episode. I'm just kidding.
Man, I mean, that's hard. Do you have one?
I have a couple. You want me to sling them?
Yeah, go ahead.
Did you ever watch the anime? They did a movie, and I think it was also like a series for a cool minute, but Parasite, not like the Korean movie.
That's no, good. I don't remember
the
that.
The anime?
Yeah, the
Parasite,
anime.
Parasite the Maxim.
Yep. That shit, no thanks. No thanks. That would be scary. And to be honest, I don't want to be part of Berserk either. I think Berserk would be fucking bad for me too.
Man, I wish Resident Evil, I mean, I know they make cartoons and stuff, but Resident Evil would be a rough universe to be in.
Yeah, the Zom-Zoms.
Any zombie.
Yeah.
Situation would be rough.
If it was not a if it wasn't like a obviously perilous one, I don't think I'd want to be part of my little. And this is going to be
Castlevania, maybe?
Yeah, Castlevania.
Yeah, I'm going to say Castlevania.
I would say I would not want to, if it wasn't like perilous, and this is going to be a hot take for some people, but I don't want to hang out with the ponies, dude. My Little Pony. No thanks.
I'll hang out with the ponies.
You hang out with the ponies? I'll hang out with some bronies. I won't talk about My Little Pony with them, but I'll hang out with them. You know what I mean? You know about the bronies, right?
Yeah, yeah. People, okay. The dudes that are really into My Little Pony.
Hardcore obsessed. Yeah.
Yeah. I bought Bailey like a special edition Ghostbusters My Little Pony.
Okay. So, Castlevania.
That's it to that story.
Is it because, I figured. Is it because of the monsters, the demons?
Yeah, I just don't want to live in a world where it seems like most people are like poor and vulnerable too.
Yeah.
Like it takes like a real hero to be armed and adept at fighting. And so like most people in that world are, if you're not a Belmont, you're screwed basically.
Yeah, probably can't.
If you're not
leave.
A Belmont or an angel or otherwise...
Yeah, you're just cannon fodder. Yeah. You're just cattle.
Yeah, and it seems like bad things happen an odd amount in the world of Castlevania, so...
Is there one that you would want to be in?
Cartoon?
Yeah.
Man, it wouldn't be awesome to be in Arcane's world either, honestly.
I'd be all right in Arcane's world. Some hex tech? Hell yeah.
Maybe.
I mean, I wouldn't want to live in Zaun. I mean, I would live in Zaun, though. Let's be honest... I'd be a fucking Zaun. I'd be selling some shit.
That's the underworld.
Yeah, it's the toxic, dirty underworld. And it's just where the poor people live. I wouldn't be in Piltover, that's for damn sure. They wouldn't let my ass stay in Piltover. You know what I mean?
I just spent all my time pining over Jinx.
Bless your heart.
Yeah.
I'm gonna pray for you.
And she would have none of it.
No. Boring! That's what she'd say when she met you. Boring! And then shoot you.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and you'd be like, "Oh, mi corazón," like Bullet Train, the wolf, mi corazón. He throws a knife. All right, which one did you say you'd want to be in, though?
Man,
I'm gonna take a cop out and say Pokemon, dude.
Dude, that would be cool.
Pokemon would be
that
fucking sick.
That would be cool.
Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah, I'm
Pokemon.
No, I'm not going to be able to one-up that.
I'm talking Gen 1, bro. Got to catch him. Hanging out in Kanto.
Get my Squirtle.
Yeah, just kick it, dude. Hang out with little Pokemons. Have Pokeballs for him.
Dude, the food looks good.
Hit on Nurse Joy. And then hit on Nurse Joy's, like, 17th sister. Do you think they're clones? I bet they're clones. They got to be clones. The Joys and the cops? What were the cops' name?
It's been a long time, man.
I bet they're clones, dude.
Probably. Would you eat the rare candy? See what happened to you if you ate
Take
one?
Take a bite of rare candy?
They look, they're wrapped
yeah,
up
I think,
all nice.
I don't think it would do something to us, though. I don't think it'd do something to us. Same way if you, like, drank a potion, it'd probably just be, like, putting antifreeze in your mouth. You're like, what the fuck is it? You know what I mean? Like, it's not going
to
heal you.
I hope we're not giving antifreeze to our Pokemon.
I mean, to the Pokemon, it's not antifreeze. To Pokemon, it's healing salves. And like, see, that's what I'm saying. I think, dude, I'm going to get into a rabbit hole here, but I think Pokemon has some crazy cloning shit going on. I think that the Pokemon were probably side effects of like some sort of crazy ass, like technological research that they were doing to like extend the human life. I don't know why I'm getting into this all of a sudden, but I'm starting to get fucking wrapped into this. Anyway,
I'm not,
I'd still be there.
I'm not going to humor you on that.
All right. Fair.
I feel like we would have known by now if that was the case.
Nah. Not if they're keeping it under wraps.
Man, it might be okay to be in Dragon Ball Z. I don't know. That might, that could go either way. That could go into the peril.
Yeah,
too.
Bro,
they're always in peril.
Kidding me? I was going to say, they pick up the fucking world and throw them at each other. They pick up planets and throw them at each other, you know?
Yeah, no, I'm good. You're on one of those.
I don't need a motherfucker picking up a planet and throwing me across space. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
I'm just saying.
Man, I wish.
I don't need to wake up in the morning and keep hearing, come damn, dude, he's still charging.
Then you're just like,
it's been
man,
like 3 days.
He missed and my town's gone.
Yeah, and then it's like, oh, well, guess I don't have to take the sheep out today. You know? There ain't no sheep to take.
I am so tired. So we got out of the theater at like 2 a.m. last night, and I have kids, so I was up early also, and so I'm so tired right now. I know I could think of better cartoons on both sides of this, but I'm just drawing a blank.
Yeah. You want to be in Ah Real Monsters, dude?
No, I do not.
I don't even know what it's about. I don't
want to be Crumb with the little armpit hairs in the hands, his eyeballs.
Yeah, I see it. Mario, I don't know if that's considered animated. I don't know, bro. All right. I'm good.
Yeah, that's what question.
I have. Are we ready for the next one?
Yeah.
All right. James, have you ever wanted to own a motorcycle?
Yes. Actually, I fight that urge quite a bit, to be honest.
Have you ever been on one?
Oh, multiple times. Both crotch rockets and Harleys.
Like holding on to your boyfriend? Or?
Yeah.
Seriously, though. Like,
yeah, his name's Diego.
And what? No, seriously, though. Were you riding on the back of one? Yeah, or were you riding them yourself, on,
yeah, as
by
a
yourself?
Kid. Like, my dad was kind of into him. Yeah, among other things.
Fair enough.
But, yeah. And then Chris got one. My brother. He got a little hog, little Harley.
Did you ride with him?
No. So,
that
it was
been
funny.
A sight.
I was actually thinking, so when I was, I know, right, a couple... that motorcycle
Holden squared.
We need
Harley's riding awfully low.
Yeah, we need a bigger motorcycle. That's what I'm saying. I was actually thinking about getting one of those little Honda motorcycles to put on the back of the fucking van.
What was that called? A Grom?
Grom. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Those and look fun, dude.
Shout out to Ultra Flip. He's the one who actually introduced me to
him. The Groms. I had a buddy introduce me to the Groms as well.
He's like, dude,
they look fun.
Yeah, he's like, bro, you could straight up like just post that sucker on the back of the van. It's got, they have like, just like I have the bike rack, they have a fucking Grom rack and you just throw it up on there. And I was like, damn, dude, that'd be so sick.
Yeah.
Because that's the one, not that the van is like completely terrible to fucking drive, but if you just want to go somewhere quick.
You got to stay on surface streets though, because bad boys only go like
40
or
something. Yeah, you ain't going on the highway. You ain't going on the highway on a Grom, but it's like, that's what the van's for, right?
Right.
But it's like, I could like leave it out somewhere and then Grom around wherever I wanted. So I've actually still... Like right now, it's like because I'm not doing it. It's not really on my mind. But when I was like, man, I want something that I can just fucking come off this thing and I don't have to just drive the van everywhere all the time.
So you know when you're on a boat? Have you ever been on a boat? Like a speed boat?
Yeah.
Like how you're going like 20 and it seems like you're flying.
Zooming.
Motorcycle,
it's the same on a
motorcycle. Does that only it's you go like 70 and you're just like,
yeah.
I feel like I'm
so
warping through space right now.
Yeah,
if I fall off, I'm just going to be red mist and... That's true.
Yeah, so people don't realize that like how much of the wind windshield actually like keeps from hitting you in the face. Like if you could imagine driving your car without a windshield, you're like, "Oh, bro, no." If you didn't have some fucking Mad Max goggles on, your ass couldn't see shit.
So Daryl from Walking Dead.
Mm-hmm.
What's his name? The real name.
Oh, Norman Reedus.
Norman Reedus, yeah.
And Norman Reedus.
So he had like
that's
a motorcycle wandering show. And then one episode, he was like driving on this coastal highway on a Triumph Tiger 800, which stylistically, looking at it, kind of fit my style if I were to get a motorcycle.
Is it a crotch rocket or is it a hogger? Or like a hybrid?
It's like
a city
it's
racer.
It's like a hybrid. It's like it's like kind of crotch rocket
big
stylings,
tires,
but
crotch rocket style.
But, well, not...
What'd you call
it's hard
it?
To describe. It's cruiser, maybe.
Would you say Tiger
Triumph Tiger 800? It just looks like the best of both worlds to me. Like it looks a little sporty, but it also looks comfortable, right?
Okay.
And so that's why I saw it. I was like, you know what? That would be good. I want that. So that's like kind of my dream.
Yeah, I see it.
That's kind of my dream motorcycle. I think it would fit me if I were to ride a motorcycle. And it just looked nice, dude.
He looked clean.
A blast.
You can. It looks like it's got some pretty good space for like adding accessories too. You know what I mean? Triumph Tiger. Yeah. I like it. Looks like a good check dude. This guy out. This guy put like a fucking saddlebag on it, you know?
Yeah, you can do whatever.
You could do a little.
The only rules is there are no rules.
There you go. It's like
turn it into a Death Stranding motorcycle. You just have like eight dirt bike pallets on it.
Bro, I would do a dirt bike too. I just like the noise it makes.
I don't know if you realize this. Bailey's dad has a Honda Rebel and a couple dirt bikes that he doesn't use at all. And he's told me, like, you want to ride them or do whatever you want with them.
Oh, shit. You want to go for it.
Well, so the only thing is the dirt bikes aren't running, but they only got used like 3 times.
Oh, okay.
But they're not running. So it's like the prerequisite is get them running. But okay. I know a lot of people, including roommates, like, yeah, we'll get them running easy.
You got like 4 people that could fucking easily do that.
Yeah, but then you could just ride them around wherever, man. Anyway.
I saw this fucking Instagram short of this guy that was like dirt biking, having a good old time. And then he goes into the woods and he's like, oh, look, there's some more bones than there were last time. And he like keeps going. And it was weird. It looked like a coyote ate a bunch of rabbits or some shit, right? Well, he gets real deep in there and it starts getting dark and there's like a split, like a fork in the road. He's like, do I take the trail left or right? This thing's crazy long. And you hear like, you know, crickets and it's loud, right? Because like crickets and it's like 7 p.m. And then all of a sudden it's just quiet. Like they just get quiet. He's like, yo, it just got quiet, like crazy quiet all of a sudden. And he looks over down the right path, straight up looks like what looks kind of like a humanoid figure with like fucking... wearing like a robe with like red, and it just kind of like looks, and you just see like the sparkles of the eye. Homie's like trying to kick up his bike, and then he's like, all right, that's my sign to go. And he got out. He dipped.
Like a Dracula.
But it was moving very erratic and kind of slow. And it was like, it kind of thought it saw, it's like it almost couldn't tell if it saw something or not. He was just trying to figure it out. And then the fact that the woods, but again, it could be fucking manufactured, but
yeah,
I was like, fuck, dude.
I certainly hope so.
Yeah, me too.
Who cares about what cartoon's scary if you got stuff like that? Yeah, you got actually
legit
exists.
Shit that's making crickets. Damn, look, it's only $18 for that one. it's a diecast. I'm teasing.
Yeah. Anyway, motorcycles, baby. I mean, they are a good way to get dead. Got to keep that in mind too.
There's a lot of ways to die.
There's
a thousand.
It's exponential when you become a motorcycle person.
Well, the problem
and
with
also don't know a single motorcycle rider, like an enthusiastic, been doing it a while motorcycle rider. I do not know one, not one. Yeah. Well, that has not been seriously injured over the course of that motorcycle journey.
The biggest problem I think too with motorcycle driving is you can fucking drive perfect. As perfect as possible, you're stopped at a stoplight and someone fucking rear-ends you and now your spine is broken, right? So it's like, or like there were these guys that came in this. So that happened to one of my coworkers when I worked at 123rd in Portland. Yeah. And then we had another one night where this guy came in and bro, fucking, he had road rash from like here to here. His entire, he had a full bodysuit on.
I've seen ankle
and it was
hip.
Like completely roped off. His whole helmet was completely scraped off and he came in with the gas pump. One of the gas pump numbers had fallen off onto the road and it's the middle of the night. And of course he couldn't see it. It caught his fucking tire and fucking sent him down the road at 40 miles per hour. Just him, not the bike. And so he came in and he's like, this fucking thing, look what it fucking did to me. You people. And I'm like, bro, let me get you the corporate office number. You call them up and they'll take they'll take care of this.
Just been like, don't yell at me. I'll finish you off, pal. Yeah.
You want some more? Let me show you how hard this thing. No,
you just pick up the register and hit him over the head with it.
No. I get it, bro. I don't blame him. He's very mad. I was like, look, dude, let me get you the corporate number. It's a big deal. You talk with them. They'll figure it out.
Sitting there like dripping blood, like, your sign.
Yeah, he was mad, dude. He was really, and I get it, but still. Fair enough. A Honda Grom, if I did anything, or like the other one, the Cosmopolitan, Metropolitan. I'm too big for a Metropolitan. That motherfucker wouldn't even start right now.
And even on a Grom, you might probably go look like a circus clown.
I don't care. Yeah, that's why I wanted both.
Because I'm a little lanky even.
That's
for
why
a
I
Grom,
wanted both.
But I don't care what people think. Like, if I'm having fun, I'm going to do it.
I'm going to fucking do it.
I don't care about the Grom. I have my knees out to the shoulder in the center line.
Look like I stole it from like a little kid, like a 13-year-old missing his little Tonka bike. But that was the whole reason I wanted to get one was I was stopped. I was at work. I had a rental car. I think it was North Carolina. I was stopped at this light and this guy pulled up in a Honda Metropolitan. and he had like a little cool little mask on. And I'm like, damn, dude.
I
want
to be that guy.
I was like, it looks a little flamboyant, but I could fucking rock that
thing.
Living
his best life.
And so that's when I started looking at him. And then when that's when Ultra Flip was like, bro.
What about one of those little like Vesper scooters?
Oh, hell yeah. That's what the Cosmo. Look at the, or the Metropolitan. I call it the Cosmopolitan. That's what it looks like. Let me show you. I'll pull it
up.
I'd
do one of those again if I'm having a good time. Well,
the problem is that the weight class is like 160 pounds. And I'm like, I'm never going to be able to fucking get on this thing.
No, me either.
Right? I'm like, even when I get in shape, I'm looking to be like 180. You know
what
I mean?
Put me in a concentration.
But this is what it looks like.
Might be able to ride one when I get out.
Looks like the Grand Theft Auto Vespa. You know what I mean? It's cute. Look at that. You know, could you see my little ass, my big ass sitting on there? Yeah, for sure,
but like the big version of that, would you still ride the big version of that?
Yeah.
No, I'm going to have my own.
No, this is me right here with my feet, and then you back there with your legs out.
No, that's not fun.
Okay.
I have my own.
Well.
We'd be rolling too deep.
Bro,
we'd be like, we're going to be
like. The Italian job, the bear rug job, dude. Yeah. You want one too, Emily?
Yeah.
I'll have a green one. You'll have a red one. Like give you a pink
Ben
one.
Ben Stiller
you
like and Owen Wilson and Starsky and Hutch.
We'll get you a black one. We'll get you a black one.
Ben Stiller and Owen Wilson, Starsky and Hutch, when they got the disguises on there, the motorcycles. You know what?
Yeah, I don't remember that. I need to watch that again.
Down to Nazareth.
That's good.
I don't remember the rest of the.
Okay.
Easy Rider. You know what? We're watching Easy Rider now.
Easy Rider.
We're going to watch Easy Rider. We're going to get all hyped up. And then we're going
to
do this.
Going on that bad
Bailey, if Bailey, Bailey never listens to these, she's going to listen to this and be like, oh, please, God, don't let them.
Don't let them get
motorcycles.
Dog, us, a couple little bandits running through the middle of Jonestown, boy.
Man, I would just love to, a lot of people just like the gas savings. Like,
You go back and forth
to work for like a month for like $15.
I mean, I don't go anywhere now, but.
Yeah, I'd take it, though.
Yeah, I'd go with you somewhere if you're like, hey, man. Are we going to convoy?
It looks like it's rain in the American Southwest for the next 3 weeks. Let's go to Santa Fe with the freaking motorcycles.
Yeah, we do a little road trip.
Only back roads.
Yeah, do a little road trip.
Like you like to do in regular cars anyway.
Hey, all right, look, man. It's about the journey.
James is like, let's see here. The GPS says it's about 9.5 hours to Colorado, but I don't like interstate, so click. Man, it's only 3 more hours. Who cares?
Let's do it.
Yeah, it's 3 more hours of rural Kansas.
Yeah, I mean,
there's times you take the back roads and the scenic route, and then sometimes the scenic route doesn't exist, and you just skip fucking Kansas.
I feel personally attacked right now. All right?
It's fine.
I love it.
I mean, I had a good time, too, when we were out there.
It was good.
We listened to a lot of good.
We saw some crazy houses.
Audio books. And
yeah.
Cops looked at us suspiciously.
Yeah.
That they
didn't pull me over, though, dude, did Kansas. They? It's my fucking
dude,
boyish charm.
We were in, what was it, Hayes on the way there?
Yeah.
We stopped at that Mexican restaurant. There was something really wrong with the bathroom. I can't remember what it was.
Bro, that food was fire, though.
It was good.
God
it
damn.
It was really good. They had good añejo, which is a good aged tequila. I was happy about that. I wasn't driving in Colorado, so I just got to sit in the passenger seat.
And passenger seat belt don't. Don't it's there for show.
Yeah, it's aesthetics. it's slackened out and like will never retract.
It won't tighten
again.
Up. Yeah,
yeah.
I'll fix it one day.
I mean, in that van though, like it's got to be something pretty.
It's got
to
be
beefy to do damage to a passenger in that van.
Yeah, that ain't nothing but busting that van, bro. That van will bust it. I need to get a fucking ram guard on the front for those deer though. I'm not trying to like just run over deer.
It'd be awesome
swear,
if like the train ones were illegal. Just like
sharp. But if you think about it though, if you hit anything like an actual car, especially a car made these days,
you would probably just bisect it,
carve it in half. Yeah, no, yeah,
yeah. Cars do not hold up on impact nearly as well anymore as they used to.
It's straight. Yeah, it's
rough. Just kind of fall apart.
Hmm. Next question.
Next one.
All right, Jeremy, what is one skill you wish you were an expert in?
God, that's a good question, too.
I thought I had some decent ones.
Man, why you're doing multiple? I think it's better if you
force
yourself to
one. I thought I had some decent questions.
Oh, okay. I was like, if you're just forced
just
to pick one.
Just stick
that's
to
like
one.
Part of the question. Yep. I would say, gosh, I'm down to two things in my head now. I'm just going to go ahead and go for the sake of not having all this dead air. I'm going to go with computer programming coding.
Oh, okay. Just in general, you want to know JSON, fucking XML,
C++. Python.
Just be locked
know
in.
Know them yeah, all those are and all, be fluent yeah. in all of them, yeah. That's a skill I wish I had.
Okay. I think mine's going to be a little bit more like physical. I just want to be able to like create fire van conversions.
So you want to be like a really good like craftsman.
I mean, yeah, dude, craftsman mechanic type maybe.
That yeah, you could. Man.
I think a lot of that work though, just so those kinds of things. I don't think it, and I don't want to downplay anybody who's a craftsman. All right, you're.
No, it's an art.
It's an art. It takes discipline. It takes a lot of work. But I would say for the versus like coding, those things take, it's more about doing it multiple times to actually hone the skill set than it is so much about having to research or, you know what I mean? If that makes sense.
I'd say both of those are about doing it multiple times. Yeah. So if you wanted to do that, I mean, but both of the things we've mentioned, I've noticed is something that's not impossible.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not like trying to fucking.
But like if you
parkour up Mount Everest or some shit, you know what I mean?
I mean, that's not necessarily even impossible.
Okay, goddamn, dude. All right.
You're not trying to like shoot bullets out of your
it's impossible eyes for or something. Us, all right. Let's right. be bro. Not look forever. At me. Look at me.
Yeah, you be
I want to place a bet right now. I bet
if someone got a hold of like a Hollywood personal trainer and sicked them on you and that's all you had to do, your job's don't worry about it. We'll pay you for whatever they're doing.
I would probably, in a year,
you
could
parkour up Mount Everest. You'd be fine.
I'm going to tell you right now, though. Like
regular Liam Hemsworth, like you said the other day.
the alternate universe, James. Yeah, he's out there. I would bet $5 that you or I, we're probably never going to climb Mount Everest in our lifetime.
I don't want to. I would do Kilimanjaro.
Okay.
I don't like Mount Everest because Mount Everest has places where you actually have to do legit mountaineering.
Yeah, you got a straight fucking.
You got to like, I'm not doing that. Yeah, fucking. Nope, yeah, none of that. Yeah. But Kilimanjaro is like 20 something thousand feet, which is a big boy.
Yeah.
And but it's all trails. You nice. Can even hire a guy to like.
I know we were talking about like you bring a toilet back for and you can like shit it. Yeah, shit in the toilet and he's got to carry it, dude. Yeah.
Empty it, clean it, all of it.
All of it.
I wouldn't do that. I would just rough it up Kilimanjaro, though. Yeah. But like all you'd have to do with the van conversion thing is you, there's a lot of people that are already really good at things like that and you just find them and you do them with them and learn while you're doing it. And then eventually you take over yourself. And then you
I think you just have
YouTubes.
To have an eye for talent too, though. You know what I mean? The like you have YouTube to have an Academy. Eye for it.
There, you do.
You know,
you do.
I think it was Tom Segura that was talking about it on a podcast. It might've been Tom Segura. If it was somebody else, I'm sorry. But they were saying like they paid money to have an interior designer like look at their house and like just tell them here's the shit that you need to buy and this and we'll get it set up. And he's like, bro, it was the best money he ever spent. Because he's like, I don't ever know what the fuck to do with my house. Like, I don't know where to put a picture. I don't know where to do this. I don't know where to do that. He paid somebody to just fucking look at his house and go, oh, I got a pretty good idea of some stuff we can do. Here's some options. And he's like, I like that one. And they're like, here's your bill. We'll do it. And they just did it. They got it all looking fire for him.
That's a pretty sweet job.
Yeah, it is.
Think about it.
I couldn't do it. Look at this interior design, bro. You know what I'm saying? You want to look.
This isn't incompetence. This is laziness.
This is bold and juxtaposed. It's actually an art form.
This is that you don't want to do anything with it because it would take away from gaming time.
Okay. That's what this fucking is. Check. All right.
Anyway, I would like to be a world-class coder.
And not like C-O-A-T-E-R where he takes coats. He means coding like C-O-D-I-N-G. All right. Fair.
Coder.
All right.
Next question.
The next question. Is this the spicy one? I bet this is a spicy one, dude.
All right, James. Would you rather have a 5-foot-long penis or an anus with a diameter of 6 inches?
For reference, a dollar bill is 6 inches long.
Okay, I was having to calculate.
A dollar bill. So
the
you
diameter.
Want the, so a dollar bill.
Yeah, it's like a dollar bill spun in a circle.
Degrees, yeah.
Yeah, like the biggest butthole ever. Bro, shits would be so easy, though.
Yeah, which is.
Yeah, but you would never be able to stop it. It's just go, whoo, fall whoop. Out.
Straight out.
Yeah, you would never be able to choose when you shit.
This, how long is the penis? 5 feet?
Five feet.
So is this fully erect or is this?
No, this is all the time. So,
soft.
So you're going to have to
you
come up
with. You will never be able to get
bro,
it
I'm
hard.
6 feet tall.
Yeah, you're going to have to come up with a stowage solution. Like, this thing's going to have, like, it's going to get muscle memory like a hose that's wound up.
So if I had it, I would wrap it like a belt. You know what I mean?
Under your clothes, of course.
No, over my...
Wait. You can't do that.
Like, they wouldn't...
You can't
they
do
wouldn't,
that.
No, look, check it out. I'd have a bag.
You'd clip shit on it?
I'd have a bag that, like, covered the tip, so they would just be like, yo, that's weird.
Can you imagine you guys got the like sunburn
a belt. Oh, dude, that's
on
fair.
Your
okay.
Dick belt?
It's gonna...
Well. Okay, that's fair. Dude, that's it's... Fair. That's yeah, mosquito bites. You don't yeah, want to get mosquito
I
bites.
I don't know about you. But even in my blindness, I can tell the difference between something that's organic matter. I'd be okay. Like, wait a second.
Yeah,
that's
I would look like
the most fleshy belt okay. I've ever seen in my life. Is that a...
Yeah, and then what if someone like was in line with you and like, huh, long day, huh, buddy? Yeah. Bro, stop touching my dick.
Yeah, or
you're
like,
what?
Or you're somewhere crowded and people are just bumping
yeah,
into
bustling.
It. You can't externalize your...
Okay, I didn't think that through. Fuck, I mean, you can't like go up and around. I guess you could. You look like you had like crazy ass shoulders. Fuck, what would you do with
Why
that thing?
Why do you keep making the oddest, craziest... You're fucking...
You need
to throw it on your leg
I'm
or
trying
something.
To keep, you can't! It's 5 feet long, Jeremy! Yeah. Jeremy, it's 5 feet long!
Just
it can't
up.
Be stowed!
Well, one of your legs is going to look bigger than the other.
No, you got to fucking wrap it up and come down. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's maybe it's got to be under your clothes, though, no matter
that's
what you do.
Yeah, it would be under the clothes.
Maybe,
to
like,
find.
Maybe like a bandolier?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. A bandolero
or
to go
whatever.
Like, big and tall. Like,
with all the bullets?
Yeah, I'd have to go to the big and tall store, and then people would just be like, hey, man, and they'd, like, punch you in
the
dick.
Back down. Down, up, over the shoulder, back down.
Twice?
I don't know. So it's just a one-sided bandolier? I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Well, no. You would go like a U, so it would come up like, okay, come up the left side aesthetically, swing around the back.
I'm not putting around my...
Come down around the back of your neck like a towel, like you just got done working out, you know?
To talk myself
and then he
into
would come
the
down
gaping
this way.
Hole.
But the problem is like when you're walking, you'd also have to like walk like with a little, you know what I mean? Like a little bit like you would have to
just
move your shoulders
slack.
So that you're not like slapping your dingler on your
thigh. Here you go. Here you go. New idea. I don't think there's going to be a good
penis.
Way to
Bro,
do
I would have a fucking 6-inch diameter asshole for sure. Way easier to
you're
manage.
You're constantly going to be pooping yourself.
You're not pooping. There's still the muscle, the fucking sphincter. Is it the sphincter? The fucking
no. That's
the anal.
It's always open.
That's okay. I mean, you still have a muscle that holds your food in until you need to shit.
No,
it's
not gotta
come
so,
down your
the muscle
tract.
Is the actual like around it.
You said a 6-inch diameter asshole. You didn't say that my rectum was modified. You didn't say that my sphincter was modified. You didn't say that my intestines were modified. You didn't say that my stomach was modified. Nothing else is different except I have a giant ass 6-inch hole back here that I
stuff's gonna fall out of it because the muscle that pushes it out is the hole itself.
Maybe.
Well, there's
maybe.
One inside
I don't know.
And one
there's a block. Yeah, you have to open. That one has to open to push the channel
through. So basically
through.
You're going to have a pin that's like clicked in all the time.
That's it. Exactly.
So the clicker
and then when
still
you click,
works.
The clicker works.
But so you're just going to have one like so, loaded
yeah, I don't
all
even
the
have
time.
To squeeze.
But if you've been over, someone's going to see that you got one in the chamber.
If I'm buck ass naked and I'm bending over and someone's looking at my asshole, I think the last thing they're going to be going is,
dude,
I want to
you're
going to
constantly
chamber.
Like stamp stuff like that though.
No, I mean, it's, I feel like it's still a deep hole, like six inches. I guess you have like no butt cheek. That's fair. Like, would your butt cheek still fold over the 6-inch hole? So you'd have to like pull them out to like shit. You see what I'm saying? I don't know, man.
I don't know.
Bro, a 6-inch asshole seems way more manageable regardless. Than a fucking
I don't think so.
7-foot long penis.
I think that caused like a constant smell.
Bro, you're never having a kid with a 7-foot penis.
Yeah, you could.
No, because the guy.
I mean,
with
I guess you could spooge in a cup.
He cannot get hard because there's not enough blood.
There's
in
enough
his
blood
body.
In his body to actually get it.
So
I guess
if he was to actually get an erection, he would pass out.
Yeah, if you.
That's a real thing.
That is a real thing.
What's the spot on the taint that if you push it on a guy,
perineum?
Yeah. Maybe if you just like tickled your perineum enough and filled the cup, then you could fucking. Because again, and you're not going to be spooging a lot because your balls aren't 7 feet in diameter, right? So you're still only going to have the standard amount of spooge.
You're making this hard.
I'm just saying, bro, and peeing.
So I'm
saying, you're gonna have to fucking hold it. You're gonna have to like fucking grip this thing.
like what the fuck? You're gonna have to pee outside, dude.
No, that's not true. Why would there be high pressure? It's probably gonna be really hard to pee. Because your muscle that you're pushing out with is all the way 5 feet like, down. Like you're gonna be lucky to get it out.
Yeah, I don't, bro. The bladder
it's starting
can,
to sound.
Let me tell you something, dude. The bladder can fucking push some liquid out.
Yeah, but it's not gonna be high pressure. You're gonna
it's
lose
a straight
pressure.
Line.
You're gonna lose pressure. It's a. What do you mean? It's a straight line. It's
if, like, not if it's wrapped around.
If
your
you
neck.
Have a team of people holding it straight for you, it's a straight line.
I mean, I would just fuck. That's what I'm saying is, I would just lay him down in front of like the lagoon and just fucking let up. Him blast. Yeah, just let him blast. Like I wouldn't pee in a toilet.
A
there's
wacky,
no way.
Wild arm waving.
You would
guy.
Have to. Yeah, flailing arm. I mean, you could pee in the shower pretty easy.
So
I
here's
guess.
The deal: if you were to pick the 5 foot long penis. I think rather than trying to get ornate with it, trying to get cute, just wrap it all sorts of different places. You just go ahead and call it. It is what it is. And you make
sorry,
like
guys,
a
I got
giant
a 5 foot
front
long dick.
Like pouch
elephant.
That's just always there.
Yeah.
And it just coiled up in that pouch and just like a tangled mess.
There's a knot right. in my dick.
like how the fuck yeah. do you walk around with that thing, dude? I'm telling you, you got to wrap it around your body, bro.
Yeah, you would.
A 7 foot long penis would be waddling. A 7 foot long penis would be heavy. It would not be like especially if it was like
five,
in one
yeah,
spot.
Yeah,
I'm well, sorry, 5 foot long penis. Would
I don't
be heavy.
Know, man. I don't know.
I mean, it's still got a lot of like skin and cartilage and veins.
I think it probably weigh 10 pounds. 9 pound hammer.
You ever try to walk with like 10 pounds right here,
that's
dude?
A 9 pound hammer.
Yeah, you. You wrap it. You got to wrap it, bro. I don't know what else you could do. That's too much.
The waddle sack.
That's too much, dude.
Put it in the old papoose.
The old papoose? the old, yeah, is that man. Your penis pouch?
Yeah, you've poked too many holes in it. Like, I'm going to have to go with
know,
a
bro.
Really
six,
inconvenient
six
and gross.
6-inch hole. 6-inch butthole.
Enlarged, but, yep. Diameter. All right, next question. Last question.
yes.
Can't say mine's as spicy as yours. That was wild, bro.
All right, Jeremy, would you rather be in a bathtub full of spiders or gas station nacho cheese?
Are they poisonous spiders?
I'm
not trying to get hurt, so if they're poisonous spiders, it's going to be the cheese. I'm going to hate it, but...
Spiders that could... Well, maybe, I mean, like, I don't want to say...
mild irritation.
Yeah, I was going to say, not like Daddy Long Legs and not like... Black widows, but somewhere in the middle.
Daddy long legs can't hurt you.
I know. Well,
yeah, I mean, yeah,
they can
have...
bite you a little bit, but
no.
not much. They
no.
say they can't penetrate the skin, but they have.
I don't before. Think it would hurt because you not, wouldn't be able. Like it wouldn't pinch. Break through.
That's
yeah, it's like a little pinch. A little pinch.
They don't. No.
Anyway,
yeah, I would.
Yeah, like wolf spiders. Would, like wolf spiders.
Sure, I'll lay in there with those guys. Try not to squish them.
Yeah, you lay still and they just dump them in there.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Instead of nacho cheese sauce?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm going nacho cheese sauce. I'm probably going to have... I'm going to be like, yo, can you bring me some fries?
Am I wearing clothes? Speedo, at least?
Like a scuba
Speedo.
Suit. A
Speedo.
Scuba suit.
Scuba suit?
scuba suit!
that just made both of them easy.
Suit? the fuck? Fucking
yeah,
all wet right,
scuba suit.
Suit.
Like, I'll lay in there with both of them. Shoot, put the cheese and the spiders in there together. Scuba suits are like this
man,
thick.
Man, okay, dude. Fucking not a scuba suit then. Fucking, you're
Speedo.
Naked. You're fucking naked. Speedo.
If I'm naked, the cheese. Speedo, spiders.
Okay. They'll still, bro, they'll get around.
I'm not letting spiders.
They'll get around.
Get around my business. Not in a Speedo. I'm going to have that thing. Toy!
So, spiders.
Toy! yeah. Hey, so this is what's gonna be. I'm gonna be in the bathtub. I'm gonna be like, "Hey, is it the spiders or is it the cheese? Spiders? All right.
That's
how it's gonna go. Yeah.
I like that. You got a plan, dude. I would. So spiders, I'd be comfortable with. I wouldn't have a problem with. Nacho cheese sounds like a good fucking time, dude. Give me some chips, bro. I'll lay in there all day. Put on.
Dude, that's how I'd be for salsa.
Put on some
I'd be like, this is the best thing ever if it's salsa.
Put on some One Republic album. I'll just sit in there eat dunking. I'll dunk hot dogs in that shit. Just bring me a bunch of shit. Some nutty bars, dude. I'll just fuck it up until the tub's empty.
You got me cooking now.
Yeah, I know.
Now I want to legit fill a bathtub.
With cheese and have me get in it?
No, with like salsa.
Oh.
And then I'm going to lay in it with like a floating tray of like street tacos and just
fucking just a giant dunk bag of and chips eat and just, some music
how
going.
How spicy is this salsa? Because you got to also make sure if it's spicy that you have no open wounds anywhere in your
body.
That would
fuck your shit up.
I think the pain I was feeling would
the sting
be
would be
counteracted by the pure joy of laying in my salsa.
The bliss would suppress
any sting. So I wouldn't do that in
stinging.
An actual like... tub, and this is the sort of
I was
thing,
gonna say it has to be chilled.
Thing, this is the sort of things that the you know, bear rugs can start doing as we get bigger. Hopefully, we can film something like that of like us. And,
I don't want you in a speedo though. You'd be in a fucking scuba suit.
You'd have to do a speedo if I want.
Oh God,
it'd be like a Santa Claus themed one or something. It's gonna be great. But
do it on Christmas.
We'd have to go buy like a big plastic tub or something.
Not
like
a plastic tub. This is so just like in
kiddie
the same
pool.
No.
In whatever it is, way. You don't want to use a house's tub because A, the cleanup's hard. B, it's gross.
Check it out. Check it tub. Out. In the same way that they do ice baths, because you want the salsa to be chilled, you're getting a double work. You're getting the positive effects of being in a cold fluid, and you're eating fucking salsa that's good because it's cool. You know what I mean? I don't know.
I wonder how expensive it would be to fill a vessel of that size.
I would say $500 of salsa would probably do it.
That's a lot of salsa.
That's a lot of fucking salsa. $500 of salsa. I think $500 would cover the tub apparatus and the salsa. And then maybe we have like a bag of ice that you don't open. You just leave it like it is and you put those in there. So it keeps chilling it until...
I have to think the internet would care enough about that we'd get our $500 back, maybe.
Probably.
Maybe.
Probably. Well, I mean, to be honest, I wouldn't be too averse to not getting the $500 back and just doing it now.
Yeah, it'd be kind of fun. But
I think it would be cool to do both. But I know you won't get into cheese sauce, will you?
No, but I would get in the salsa.
Damn it, dude.
Why can't yours be cheese and mine is salsa?
Why can't yours be cheese and we find out one for me that I wouldn't want to do, like canned spinach? And we see who stays in longer.
That's not the same.
How is it not the same? Canned spinach literally gives me a gag reflex. Like, I cannot get it. If it's
but
in
it's
my
not,
mouth, I can't swallow
it.
It's
not a liquid.
It's kind of, it's worse. It's worse. It's like moshy, slimy, gross shit.
Yeah, we would probably buy $500 worth of it, and you'd find that you couldn't even get through it all.
I don't think, yeah.
You couldn't submerge yourself. Like,
yeah.
It would pack, I think.
Oh, you think so?
It's pretty slimy, but I think you'd be able to get, like, probably, like, up to your, like,
well,
thigh or something.
If I laid in there first and you dumped it on me.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Just pack it around you.
And then you pack it around you, and we have those, you know, those nose things? So we have those, and then we just fucking rip them off. And then, oh dude, I'm cooking hard here. We have to dive in to find something, like something small. And so we have to fucking swim our way through this.
So what is this?
Shit.
What vessel is this?
I would say like a kiddie pool, probably. What do you think?
You're not diving in a kiddie pool, but
well you know, you gotta lay prone and fucking squirm around in there and find it. You know what I mean? I don't know. Like we start laying on our bellies and then they dump all the shit in there and then we put our head up, we take off the nasal plugs and the first one of us to find some small, like a flash drive sized thing wins. And then the other one has to stay in it for like an extra minute or something. I don't know. I don't know. We're cooking. We're off the rails here, bro.
I just want to sit in a giant tub of salsa with tacos eating it.
That would be fun.
But I want to do like something that's deep, like a tub. So like a stock,
like a Victorian
stock tub or something.
Yeah.
No. Like the stock tank. Is that what they call it for livestock? It's like you buy them brand new, but that's what they drink out of.
Livestock tank.
Stock tank. Yeah, you can get something like that, fill it up, and actually be in there. And like,
oh, yeah, like a tartar, like one of these bitches.
So I've got one of the black ones. Like, we won't use it because it's gross now. But, yeah, like something like that.
Yeah, we get a couple of these. How much are these?
They're pretty expensive.
$200. $200 for this motherfucker.
Yeah, it's pretty expensive.
That's not bad. Can my ass fit in that?
What do you think would be better? I think the plastic would be better.
The metal would be aesthetically pleasing, but yeah, that's 100 gallon. Let me look. We need like a 200 gallon.
Oh, 100 gallons, fine.
Look at this one. No, 7 to 8 foot steel round, $50. Big. That must just be the cover.
Damn, we're over here shopping for stock tanks to fill with salsa and cheese.
This one looks good.
Completely Ooh, forgotten that we're on a trough. Podcast right now.
Bro, $76. Look at that.
Perfect.
That's
perfect.
That's it. This is it.
Yeah.
Fucking T.U. add to cart now.
It's just like the cleanup. What are we going to do with all that?
169 gallon tank.
What are we going to do with all that salsa and stuff?
Salsa's biodegradable.
So we're just going to tip it over in the yard.
It wouldn't be in the yard. Maybe like a little deeper out into the trail somewhere. I don't know. Figure something out, dude.
I mean, this is something we could do at my house too.
Oh yeah, I guess we'd less likely to get in trouble at your house than here. But
we wouldn't get in trouble at all. We'd literally just dump it wherever the heck we wanted to, and I'd hose it down with water until it didn't see it anymore.
Until it was gone. Yeah,
game over.
See when some rains are coming in. I mean, we're not doing this yet. We're cooking.
Yeah, we're going to start trying to think of big events. We still got to do our hot dog event. So the other day I had a bunch of hot dogs. I had like 5, and I was thinking, I was like, man, could I do like 10, another 12? 5? But we're going to try.
We're going to try, baby. I want to mustard mine up. Is that okay? Or am I just raw dogging it?
No, that makes it harder, if anything. You keep putting whatever you want on it.
Yeah, I just want to.
Yeah.
I need the mustard, I think. I don't like just dog, you know.
I'll put something on mine too. Hot sauce or jalps or something.
Gourmet hot dog eating contest, bro. We're gonna fucking put some cilantro on them, some fucking snap peas.
We might as well enjoy it.
Yeah, right? You're gonna make us eat 12 hot dogs in 10 minutes. We're gonna make
They're
sure
gonna
we're
be
bringing
good.
Some
Mine's
good
gonna
shit.
Like chili. Maybe one of them probably have a fried egg on it. Wrap a couple of them in bacon. These will be some good hot dogs. I'm looking forward to eating all 12 of these.
Wee. Yeah. Anyway, was that about buttholes? What was the question? I forgot.
The spiders.
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 Or cheese in a tub. Final answer.
Spiders, probably. Cheese, definitely. Fuck yeah.
It wouldn't have been once
would you,
upon
so
a time.
Would you do cheese, though?
I would do cheese, but I have very severe arachnophobia, so if you tried to put me in a tub full of spiders, I would probably cry and have a heart attack.
Most people are pretty terrified of spiders. I don't know, man, 5 years ago, I would have been like, cheese, but like...
I love spiders,
I've come to embrace...
They're my little homies.
Guys, my mom killed a spider and chased me through the fucking house with it.
No.
Eight-legged brethren.
She thought it was funny.
Yeah, I like them. They're my little homies. I've had them. I'll let them crawl on me. I don't give a shit. If I get bit, I'm like, all right.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to go pick up a brown recluse or a black widow just to do it. But like, if I see one in the corner, I'm like, keep doing it, little guy. And if they're in a bathtub, I'll get them out. And if I think they're in a place where they're going to get killed, I'll try to get them outside.
I knew a guy that like had a perpetual infestation in his house. And I was like, how have you never gotten bit? And he literally said, I'm not kidding. He was like, well, every time I find them in the bathtub, I literally have a conversation with them where I go, hey man, I'm going to get you out of here. So you don't get hurt. And
don't come back
tell,
in here.
Tell your buddies not to bite me. Seriously. And he's like, That's it. He's like, I've probably saved 300 of them in my life.
Yeah.
And I just relocate them into another room.
Yeah. I wouldn't move them in another room. I would probably still take them outside. But I don't know. I think it's a survival tactic that they look the way that they do. And don't get me wrong. If I was the size of something that a spider would eat, it would fuck me up.
Yeah.
But otherwise, I think spiders look at us the same way we look at a house, like a big ass house on a yard, like outside. And if that house started moving, like walking around, last thing you want to do is go anywhere near that fucking thing.
Right,
you know
exactly.
I mean? It's like,
I will
holy
say,
shit.
And unfortunately, if I find a black widow or a brown recluse,
you kill it?
They're dead. Yeah, but
I take
it's
them
because
out.
I have children. Like, I can't.
Yeah,
I can't be having.
I take them out.
Can't be having my precious children sleeping with spiders trying to
chomp on them.
Chomp on them at night.
Black widows are like notoriously human averse. Like, they, unless you go and fucking
Both of them are. Grab honestly. It.
Yeah, but brown recluses will tuck up in laundry. Black widows will not. Black widows just...
Yeah, my dad got bit by a brown recluse on the hip in a pair of pants that my mom had literally just washed and hung up in the closet like an hour before.
Yeah. They love laundry. They love tucking up in laundry. So that's the only problem.
Well, it's the warmth and the moisture. And
that's the only problem with the brown recluse. Yeah, and I've had I know someone that got bit on the boob, female.
Yeah.
Fucking bore a hole into the side of their boob.
Yep.
Yeah. Took like 5 years. Causes necrosis.
Yep. Everything dies in there.
Yeah, I know. Took like 5 years. The woman who's been bit on the upper thigh. I know a woman who's been bitten just below the hip.
It's not like they're trying to. They're just like, oh shit, and then they run.
I knew a kid that got bit on the temple, and it looked like he had gills.
Yeah, fucked
like,
shit
the
up.
Skin was like stringed.
Yeah. A guy that my dad worked with, he got bit. So like, whenever you wear like brief underwear, where the line is right at the edge of your groin.
Oh, on the spandex, yeah.
He got bit right there, and like he was like, I think my dick's going to fall off.
I've had chiggers on my fucking spandex band, and that's...
Ooh, I've only ever had them on
brutal,
my ankles.
Bro. Fuck chiggers,
they've, luckily, man. They've never made the ascent, as it were.
No, I think I had been like rolling around in some grass, and they just got caught in there. So, you know what's so fucked up about it, too? Where you get the chigger bumps, like where it's itching... They've already left and they've already gone to another part to feast on you.
Yeah.
So it's like that's the residual. Mm-hmm. And it's because the way that they eat is they fucking spit this like volatile fucking chemical on your skin. It breaks it down and then they slurp it up and then they go to the next spot. And
they're
so
the real MVPs.
Yeah, that's what causes those. And they're tiny, boy.
Man, nature, she's cruel.
Yeah, she is.
Spiders. Coming up next episode, Friday, we got the Barbenheimer review. Barbie and Oppenheimer.
We are excited.
Hollywood is notorious for being like, I'm not releasing my movie the same week as your big movie. Then we won't make money. But for the first time ever, they embraced it. They made it a thing. They owned it. Barbie and Oppenheimer became Barbenheimer. AMC ended up selling like 50,000 double feature tickets or something crazy.
Yeah.
We were one of the ones that took them up on that. We did the double feature. It was an interesting double feature.
That, to say the least. A lot to talk about.
A lot to talk
Friday.
About next episode.
Get ready for it. I do want to state too, I'll state this on Friday as well. If you guys are planning to see it, right? All of the reviews, I mean, if you've been here for a cool minute, you already know.
Yeah, this is good.
But all of the reviews, the first half of the review is completely spoiler-free.
Spoiler-free.
We try our best to make sure that we can give you our take and our perspective. And if it sounds like it's interesting to you, then you can go watch it. So, and you have a ample enough warning when we go into spoilers to see the spoiler half. And both of these movies, in my opinion... I think the less you know about them, if you plan to go see them, the like, hell yeah, you're going to be very surprised. You're going to be pleasantly surprised. I was going to say presently supplied, but yeah, you'll be pleasantly surprised. You'll be pleasantly surprised. They were great movies, but I don't want to go into detail. We'll talk about it on Friday. Okay.
Yep.
But yeah. You got anything else that you want to talk about?
Nope. I will just do one more last reminder. Please submit some questions.
The bear rugs. Give us some questions. Ask us about our 6-inch buttholes.
Feed
the bears. Also, if you want to give feedback and answer a 6-inch butthole question, if it's a good enough answer, we may feature that too. Want to go camping?
He's not wrong.
I wouldn't want to go camping with you if you had a 6-inch butthole. You know what I mean? 6-inch in diameter butthole. I don't know.
I don't blame you.
Well, all good things must come to an end, and unfortunately, that includes this episode. As always, remember,
don't be a bear rug. Don't do it. Nothing good can come from it, but seriously, we really appreciate you listening, and we hope you tune in next time. If you guys enjoyed the podcast, be sure to visit our site at thebearrugs.com for additional episodes. We have all of our socials listed there. You know what they are. Give us a like, share, comment. If you're part of the older crowd, Pony Express that shit if you have to. Thanks for listening, everyone.